Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. We have a great obligation to spread the love of God. God loves his people and he cares about each and every one of us collectively and individually. And he put things in place so that we can make the difference. God loves us, and his return is soon, and I know that his return is soon. One day I'll do the last broadcast that I can do. But until that moment, I want to do all that's in God's heart. Every precious soul is important to God. The last person, the last few people that receive salvation before the glorious return of Jesus Christ will rejoice because they will know that they missed out on so much trouble. When you live according to the world system, estranged from God, you see things different. Now, people feel differently about things. People have different opinions. The life on earth is different for everybody, because some people don't know what it's like to be in God's presence. Some people don't know what it's like to be a Christian, a real Christian. And because of false training, false teaching, some people remain estranged from God. And they don't know what it's like for themselves to live in the victorious salvation of the Lord. There are children raised by Christian people, even pastors. And that was me. I was raised by good, godly parents. I would walk past my mother's bedroom at any night of the week, and she'd be praying or studying the Word. And every night, as long as I could remember, she was on her knees praying before she went to sleep, every night. And my dad would stay up later, so before she'd go to sleep, she would be on her knees praying for the family, praying for me, and when I would try to do things, it wouldn't work out. God, his hand was on my life as long as I was a child. But when I was grown, I know what it's like to be estranged from God. I didn't get saved till I was almost 20 years old. And even though I had good, godly parents, I know the difference what it's like to be estranged from God, to be a sinner, and I know what it's like to be a Christian. When I was around the age of accountability, when I started understanding sin and what it was about, I was standing in the front yard and the Lord said, "You're on your own now." And I knew that I needed to get saved, but I didn't do it. I understood. I had heard the word of God, but I did not respond. And that was reasons why I didn't. I had to make up my mind. But a big deal to me was I wanted to know that I would do right by God. And the mindset before I knew God, I thought salvation was up to God, but I didn't ask him to save me. He said, "You're on your own now." If I had died after that moment, I would have went straight to hell, because I did not ask Jesus to save me. Then, as an adult, I did some things I wish I didn't do as a sinner. I thought I was having fun. I know what it's like to be on the outside. Some people got saved as a child and they really don't know what it's like to be estranged from God when you're not certain, when you don't have the faithful assurance, the blessed assurance of salvation. See, when you believe on Jesus, you got his peace. Everybody don't have that peace. If you're around people that love God and you're looking for faults, you can find them because they grew up in this world. Christians don't know everything yet. We're learning as we go. Don't get it confused. You don't get saved and you're perfect all of a sudden. You have to work out your salvation. You have to renew your mind. Your heart wants to do God's will. That part is made brand new. Your body still dies and you still have to renew your mind. We're three-part beings. We're not one-part beings. But see, in the world, you don't know that. Unless you study the Word of God, you don't know that. You're thinking, that's why people get angry with people. Because they don't realize that the enemy uses people's lack of knowledge against them. He uses their weaknesses, their hurts, and their fears. And he enters their life and cause problems because they lack knowledge. They don't know. He influenced people wrong. Some people want to do you good, but the enemy's thoughts, he give people thoughts against productivity. In marriages, he give people the worst opinions of each other. If a person, if they fuss at the wrong moment, the enemy will say, see that, she don't love you. Or if the husband do something that remind his wife of her abusive father, then the enemy will say, well, all men are that way. You might as well do what you want to do and let him do what he want to do. That's how he act. Those are his thoughts. When you don't understand these things and spiritual principles, you fall for deception in every form. And then there's religious deception. People that don't understand the word preach it wrong sometimes. Somebody will say, well, what am I to do, preacher? Draw near to the Lord and he'll draw near to you. And the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. No matter who is preaching what, they can be well known and everybody could approve them. That don't mean that everything they say is right. You have to check it out by the Word of God yourself. Getting to know God yourself, if you want to do this, and if you're serious, be saved, get saved. Believe on Jesus Christ. Know that his blood washed your sins away. He died. He was dead and buried. And he suffered the agony of hell in your place. He went to hell and he took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He's the master over hell now. And he got up. And we believe on him. We get up with him. We've been made righteous by him. If you believe these things, that's how the works of Jesus applies to you. Jesus died for every soul. But it doesn't do you any good unless you believe what he did for you. And when you do, by your faith, you're accounted righteous before God. Even though you hadn't fixed your habit system yet, even though you still have the old thoughts, but now you have a new thought. You have a new heart to know God. And that's what you really want to do after you've been saved. Follow the peace. If you follow the peace and study the word, you can't just study the word. You have to receive the word in your heart. Then you will be made strong and you'll be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. You'll see them for what they are because you're receiving the light of God's word. And the light of God's word is also life. And you'll be able to judge what's alive and what's dead. Some people, they get saved and they don't grow up. And they make a mess of things. Because people, if you say you're a Christian, people expect a certain quality of life from you. But unless you grow, you can't deliver it. And that's true with everybody. So when God does the rapture, a lot of people will disappear that you thought wouldn't make it, and a lot of people will remain that you thought would make it. Because some people grow, some people don't. Some people are sincere, and some people are not. And they all speak the same language. But if you follow God for yourself, you'll get to know him. And you'll have that inner peace. I've been a sinner before. I've been a child whose spirit was lit, and I've been warned by God that you're on your own, and I was able to do wrong without a conscience. Sometime I knew I shouldn't have done that, but I didn't care. Now, as a Christian, if I sinned as a Christian, I'd be convicted by the Holy Spirit, and I'd go work on it. If somebody made me mad and I fussed at somebody and I handled something the wrong way, I'd feel it on the inside that I shouldn't have done that. If I did anything wrong, I said, Lord, help me with this. I don't know how to do this. Be honest with God. You can't grow. If you can't be honest with God, how can you grow? Tell God about your problem and ask for his help. And you'll know for yourself the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. It's very important. Don't do what people did that died out, that lived against God's word and didn't do God's word. Don't be like the dry bone people. Follow God. Let the life of God be in you. Don't do wickedness. Just if you see others doing wrong, don't do what they're doing. If they say they're Christians and they're still doing wrong, don't do that either. Do what's right by God's standards. Do what Jesus did. Do the word of God, my friend. You can't trust what the big shot preachers are doing. Do what God is doing. Pay attention to the Holy Spirit, and you'll know when people are of the Holy Spirit, because you'll know the Lord for yourself, and you'll be able to steer clear of the dangers of this life. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. Remember, whatever you receive, that's the kind of person you're going to be. People that listen to false teaching, they're going to be false in life. People that listen to false prophets, they're going to have false belief systems that will not work, that's not life, and they're going to become an enemy against God. And Jesus said, if you don't build with me, you scatter. Now listen to this. I said the other day, I'm not a dry bone money preacher. Some people are after the wrong things for the wrong reasons. But Paul, he said, there are scriptures to prove it. He said that he didn't use his authority to get money from people because he was dealing with Gentiles that were not used to giving money to God. So he didn't ask them for money unless they were mature in the Lord. He ministered life to them, and he built tents to preach the gospel. It's not wrong to receive money. And one time he asked the Gentiles to help to give money because to help the Jews out who were used to giving money because they gave everything they had and they gave their livelihood away and they didn't have it. Now that's in Acts when Ananias and Sapphira lied to God. They took everything they had and brought it to the apostles. And then they ended up, Paul had to help them out. He got the Gentiles to send money to give them relief because they should not have done. But God has mercy on his people. And people have mercy on people. But I made a declaration to I said, I'm going to do the gospel. I'm not going to charge money to preach. And the Lord said, let not my people lack knowledge. And I put things in place and I don't charge a dime for it because people need the life of God. What good does it do to coerce people to give me money and they're not even in the word of God? Use the things of God to grow. I don't mind if people donate to this ministry as long as they believe in it. If they really want to help, they can. What I would rather for people to do is let people know about this free website, newlivingletters.com, so that people can hear the word. God's going to take care of me. I'm eating good. I want you to know God. When he comes, I want you to be with me in heaven. I'd rather for that to happen than for you to give me your money. Now, in Ezekiel, the Lord said, this is chapter 37, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. This was big to the prophet. He didn't know if they could live or not. He said, Lord, you know. Again, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say to them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay the sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied, and as I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above. But there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come up, ye four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then said he unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cast off for our parts. Therefore prophesy, say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Those who died in the Lord, they will live again. But sometimes people cause problems that cause them to be like dry bones, without life. When people cherish the wrong things, they do the wrong things, and their life is dry. No peace, no life, no godly activity. And I say to you, choose life. Don't let people steal salvation from you. Don't let Satan use anybody to steal the kingdom of God from you. Don't let people put you in fear. Don't let people exploit your weaknesses. Ask the Lord to give you strength and guidance so that you can conquer and do the living things and obey him and get to know him for yourself. See, when you're steadily getting to know God, it's hard for the enemy to get one over on you. And if you get used to paying attention to the Lord, he will be able, my friend, to guide you into all truth and help you understand life. And when you hear, if you're steadily hearing the word, when people speak the word, there's an attraction. You're going to want more of it. You're going to have a greater understanding. When people speak error, it's not going to sit right with your heart. You may not know exactly what's wrong and what the problem is, but you'll know something's wrong with that statement. Something's amiss in that interpretation. And when you go and ask the Holy Spirit to help you understand, he'll give you scriptures. You'll study those scriptures, and you'll come out of every form of deception over time. Now watch this. When you come out of deception, when you overcome deception, and you begin to go forward, you begin to understand things in a greater way, then you can receive more life.
And as you receive the life of God, you'll be able to keep it. The more of God's word that you receive, you'll be more likely to keep it and to go forward in life and to understand things. Wrong knowledge will interfere with how you receive true knowledge. Wrong interpretations will interfere with how you receive the living word of God. If you don't know, that's how false prophets gain traction and false teachers. They get people out of balance. And while they're off balance, they have them doing crazy things. They want you to do things that's not of God. They want you to send in $1,000. Before you send in that $1,000, there's nothing wrong with asking the Lord about how much to give or whether to give it all. Not just that, people abuse things. You have to think, you have to receive the word of God. Now, there are some ministries I would love to send $1,000 in. It's not wrong for a person to ask you for something, but it's not wisdom to do everything people ask you to do. You have to do what's wise for you. If you pay attention to the Holy Spirit, you'll reduce the false steps that you make, and it's possible to reduce them completely. When you make false steps trying to serve God and it all goes south, then the enemy is going to come and say, see there, there's nothing to all that. You know, he sidetracked so many people and wounded the heritage of God with lies. Because people are going to have to give an account for what they've done. They went against the guidance of the Holy Spirit. That you can be so used to doing things your way that you can't be sensitive to the Holy Spirit anymore. Some people are only sensitive to the Holy Spirit in parts of their life. And in other parts of their life, they are not sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And this is dangerous because it can confuse people. What if we totally submit to the Holy Spirit? What if we totally sat at His feet and heard His word and got to know Him? And then when He give us something to do, we receive it. And when He say, don't do this, or there's a persuasion not to do that, we completely follow Him. There will be less trouble in the world. And that's going to always be trouble in the world, but it don't have to come from the men of God, the men and women of God, and the people of God, and the children of God. Let the world be the world. You be like Him, and you will live. God loves us, and He's for us. He's going to help us do the living things, the things that matter the most, the things that count, the things that bless. I wrote a word one time saying, doing what blesses only. Doing what blesses only. And I want to follow God to the fullness. I don't want something I do to interfere. Some people may not like my position that I've chosen for myself, not to beg for money all the time, even though I do a lot of ministry. I'm not doing that. I'm not ever going to do that. There are times I invite people. There's information on my website about giving. But it'll mean more to me if you do the word of God and help other people, alert other people that this website is here. Every soul is precious to God. Every soul. And whatever I want, I buy it. For me, I work a lot. Some people say, well, if you don't sell your books, they must not be important. You can't judge that unless you read. You can't judge any book unless you read it for yourself. But there are people out there that would love to know the rudiments of God. I'm not selling them the gospel. Jesus said, freely you receive, freely give. And I'll end with that. There's no reason to remain dry bones. There's no reason to follow dry bones. There's no reason to end up dry bones when you can always have the life of God. And you can always do the options of God. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord. The Lord can share his word with you and open it up to you as long as you receive it. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.